Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Well, I don't think you can have intimacy as a couple if you can't give forgiveness and receive forgiveness.
Forgiveness is key. Communication is key. Intentionality is key if you want to see a marriage that grows stronger and really does more than just survive, but thrives. And today on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear part two of my continuing conversation with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns about drawing closer to your spouse and to God. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Homeward is on the air and online because of your prayers and faithful financial support. We can't thank you enough for the contributions that you are making to us through prayer and also with your giving. You can give a gift online through our secure website at homeward.com. Welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and I am excited because we're talking about a brand new resource today. And at the risk of sounding like an infomercial, Jim, I mean, I have to admit, the first time I looked at the new devotional book that you and Kathy have written called Closer, I was rifling through it saying, this is great, this is great. And I went and looked back in the cover and went, this is Jim's new book. I mean, because I am familiar with you and your writing and everything, and a lot of times I can pick that stuff off. I looked at this and said, this is got to be one of the best devotional books I've ever read.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with tooting the horn. And truly, as I had mentioned in the previous program, I do not want this to sound like an infomercial because we want to talk about how do you grow closer
right.
to each other,
right.
Both with God and with your spouse. But the fact of the matter is that this is kind of Kathy's and my journey. And there's very personal stories in it.
Yeah.
But it's a journey of saying, we didn't do devotions right. We didn't do what really probably the Lord wants us to do as a couple, grow intimate spiritually. And we didn't put that focus on. And then we kind of learned how to do that. Now, part of our job is to give couples an easy way to begin the process of growing closer together. When they grow closer to God, they will grow closer together spiritually. And I think that helps in every other way. I mean, yeah. The scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added to it. A lot of times in our marriage, we don't seek God first.
Right.
We got too many other things going on.
Yeah. Well, this is what's so exciting about this is I heard this collective sigh of relief from our listeners when you were talking about that just now, the fact that it was tough for you and Kathy to kind of get moving on this, because when they hear that Jim and Kathy Burns struggle with this issue just like all the rest of us do, then it's encouraging. Homeward is known for being a parent and family organization. I mean, you've been doing youth and family ministry for nearly 30 years, our relationship
130
now.
130. Feels like 130.
That's what, well, in youth worker world, yeah. And now with the youth and family ministry at Azusa Pacific, I mean, you know, that's all coming together, that center. There are some people who are going to hear this and say, well, gosh, I mean, is this going to make me a better parent? I mean, you're talking about marriage. Why the focus on a devotional that's going to improve your marriage if Homeward is really more about parenting?
Well, Homeward is about helping kids grow and grow closer to God as well. And as you know, when you have a good marriage, it's going to be easier to have your kids. You know, I've often said, it's not my own statement, but I've often said, you know, do your kids a favor, love your spouse.
Right,
and so
right.
when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about how do you help kids grow, especially in this very challenging culture. One of the issues is for us, if we are married, to work on our spiritual intimacy in the marriage. Now, I realize there's some great single parents out there who are doing a wonderful job. This may not be for them, but the vast majority of people who are married, they do need to grow closer. As you grow closer to God and closer to each other, you're going to actually bring your kids a lot of security. A scripture that I mention all the time here in Proverbs says, you know, the man or the woman of integrity walks securely. Well, I'm convinced that if you have an integrity relationship with each other and with God by drawing closer to each other, by spending some time in spiritual intimacy, then your kids are going to be more secure too. So it's a life-changing thing. I'm going to go one step farther. I was sitting with a guy this week who told me that his mom and dad were from Korea. He was born in Korea. His mom and dad decided they would move to America, and they gave up a high-paying job and all this kind of stuff so that their kids could thrive educationally. But what he said, what really got him, and he had tears in his eyes, and I choked up too, was at El Torito, kind of where you and I have been before.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, every morning when I would get up, I would hear my mom and my dad in their bedroom with the door closed praying for me. Wow. And I went, oh my goodness. Well, this kid, he's 31 years old. He's an incredible speaker. He's an incredible ministry person. And I'm convinced it was much more about his parents praying together and being together, united, than it was about, you know, his gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had Ruth Graham here in the studio, right. And she talks about her mom and dad, who just happened to be Billy and Ruth Graham, and what prayer warriors they were.
Right. So, you know, you hear that story about the praying grandma. You hear the story about, you know, praying mom or praying dad, but you know, you don't hear it as often about mom and dad mm-hmm. praying together and drawing closer together. I find that the best witness I can do for my kids is let them know that I love Kathy and that I'm spending time with Kathy by growing together spiritually. And I want to be a role model for our kids, but it also helps us as it goes.
Well, we're talking about the brand new devotional book from Dr. Jim Burns and his lovely wife, Kathy Burns. The book is called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. Great resource for you if you're looking for something to kind of kickstart your spiritual growth together as a couple, or maybe in some cases, Jim, as we've talked about, maybe create a foundation. I mean, this could be a starting point for a couple that's really just said, hey, hands up, we can't do this anymore. And Closer could be the device that brings them back into making spiritual intimacy a priority again.
That's what my hope and prayer is. It's also a book, interestingly enough, for people who are just about ready to get married. Because if Kathy and I would have started the practice of 30 minutes a week spending time together in scripture, inspiration, and dialogue, and that had become a habit, I think it would have been much easier for us in terms of growing spiritually intimate. We didn't have to wait for so many years.
That's a great reminder. So moms and dads, if you have kids who are in their 20s or 30s or are getting ready to take the walk down the aisle, this is a great resource for them as well. Jim, let's talk about community and how important that is for married couples, the having couple friends. I know that for women, this usually isn't too tough because the wives always have lots of friends. And we guys have maybe one or two, and we don't necessarily open up with them except for grunting and, you know, burping and that type of stuff. Guy communication.
That's what you and Ben are.
Well, that's true. That's why we're such good friends.
Exactly.
Talk up for a moment about this community. Why it's important to have that, the strength of accountability you talked about.
Well, you know, interesting enough, Roger, you're right. A lot of times women do better with community than men. But, you know, we were not meant to do marriage alone.
Yeah.
And we weren't meant to do family alone. And we weren't meant to work with troubled teens alone. And we weren't meant to, you know, to deal with the pain of life alone. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there alone. And so one of the devotionals, we talk about the power of community. And we actually give the illustration, and this is for somebody. Somebody who's driving right now or listening to this program needs to hear this incredible devotional. But it's actually the story of the Israelites battling the Amalekites. And Moses is there, and Moses puts his hand up with a staff, and the Israelites begin winning the battle. Well, then he gets tired and weary. And so many times we are tired and weary, and we don't have a lot of people around us to help us, so we're just exhausted. And then he got weary and he put the staff down and kind of rested. And as he did, the Amalekites started winning the battle. So something pretty incredible happened. Moses brought people around him to help him lift his hands and prevail. And the Israelites won that battle. Well, the illustration is that we can't do it on our own. And there's somebody out there who's just struggling like crazy. They need others in community. But, you know, we also need our spouse to be together on that. A lot of times, you know, the woman's going one way and the man's going the other way. And really what they need to do is lift each other's hands up. You know, it's not about when you think of the word submission, it's actually about mutual submission. Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another. Well, as you submit to one another and as you serve one another, then as a couple, you have community, but you know, you got to be able to be out there with others as well. Kathy and I were in, for 7 years, we were in a couples group, wasn't on marriage, but you know, every week we talked about marriage, interesting enough, we talked about our kids. And many times those other couples' experiences helped us grow through the process or gave us some good ideas. And we leaned on them at times, and they've leaned on us, believe me.
Yeah.
And really, that's one of the important parts that we talk about in this devotional, that, you know, how do we find those kinds of great relationships, not just a relationship with a couple, but also relationship with other couples who can help you grow.
Have you found that as you and Kathy have done the Closer Challenge, as you have worked on this in your spiritual life, it's been easier for you to find couples as opposed to Kathy has a friend and, oh, you'd love her husband or that type of thing? Do you find more couple friends that you can hang out with, if you will?
You know, no.
Okay.
But that's, I think what it's done is I think it's caused us to have some of the same priorities. And it has caused us to have some of the same energy and enthusiasm and whatnot. And we're, I would say we're more together on that. So as we start looking at who are we going to hang out with or what's going on at the church or activities or things like that, we've kind of had some of those conversations because we've spent time together either praying about it or whatever. So is it easier? Not really. Is it that we are more together on it? Yeah, I think it is. And I think that's what it does. It draws you together. The Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Well, you know what? Draw near to God and draw near to your spouse. And, you know, you're going to draw near to each other as well. And you'll kind of be on the same blueprint. You'll be on the same path, if you would.
Absolutely essential that we are on the same page if we're going to make that marriage work and keep that complementary relationship happening. And today on the Homeward Broadcast, you're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns talking about some principles that he and his wife, Kathy, have compiled in a book. We hesitate to call it a devotional book, but the book is called Closer, Drawing Closer to Your Spouse and to God is our theme today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Remember, we're streaming audio at homeward.com, and if you're streaming on your computer or in your car, we want to encourage you to archive the programs, go back and listen to them again and again. You can also podcast along with us, and we'll still burn a CD for you if you want. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at some CD requests that we just got in, even today, as a matter of fact. If you would like to request an audio CD of today's program, you can email us or write to us at Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. Back to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. We're talking about drawing closer to God and your spouse today here on the broadcast. Principles that you'll find in the brand new devotional from Jim and Kathy Burns called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. It's available at bookstores everywhere and also online, Amazon, Parable.com. There are a number of places that have this book, and it's a great book to get. Jim, we've been talking about drawing couples closer together. And one of the things that we touched on in the earlier part of the conversation, I'd like to drill down a little bit more on, and that's forgiveness. I mean, you talked about the resentment, the low-level anger, some of the things that really start as small cracks and then start driving things apart. Can't underestimate the power of forgiveness in a marriage, but talk about
that. Well, I don't think you can have intimacy, Roger, as a couple if you can't give forgiveness and receive forgiveness.
Mm.
And you got to receive forgiveness,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's an important distinction.
But it seems to me that a lot of people are incredibly arrogant. You know, my story was that I was writing the book Creating an Intimate Marriage before Closer here. I was dealing with forgiveness, and I was talking about how important it was to forgive and whatnot, and I realized I wasn't really forgiving Kathy for a couple of things, and they were kind of minor things on the scale of bad stuff.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, how arrogant of me to not forgive Kathy for something and really block our relationship when I'm asking God to forgive me for stuff that's worse on that scale of bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I looked at it as arrogance, I don't think I'm an arrogant person. And I went, boy, I'm a major arrogant person for doing that. And I think we have to continually think about forgiveness. And one of the devotionals that we have in the Closer book is on forgiveness. Mm. And it's called The Power of Forgiveness. And it's actually a story about really an incredible act of forgiveness that changed a relationship. But you know, it's the incredible act or it's even the smaller acts, but we have to have forgiveness in our relationship or we're not going to draw intimate. And I find that when I pray with Kathy, when I'm in a devotional type time with Kathy, even if it's small and even if it's not life-changing, home run hitting, it's just doing the stuff, I found that it's much easier for me to forgive her and for her to forgive me. And in doing that, we always draw closer together.
Wow.
When there has been some forgiveness.
Was there ever a point in your marriage to Kathy where the forgiveness was not only tough to come by, but it didn't seem like it was ever going to happen?
Well, yeah, sure. I think, you know, it's just like, I don't know for you, but if you're sick, when I'm sick, I think I'm going to be sick for the rest of my life. I can't even imagine being healthy again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes when you have something against your spouse, it's kind of like that. You go, this is never going to change. You can't even imagine it changing. And then there's a breakthrough. We actually have on our refrigerator a song. It's a Christian song called Breakthrough. Mm. And we pray for breakthroughs for our kids. We pray for breakthroughs for our marriage. We pray for breakthroughs for our ministry, for friends. And I just find that God is the God of breakthroughs.
Right.
And oftentimes it happens when there is a release of forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness happens immediately, and other times it's kind of a relinquishing of it, depending on what the issue was. I'm very aware of a woman who we know quite well whose husband committed adultery. Today, they are doing better. He obviously has had to confess and receive forgiveness and all that from God, but also what she did was she said, you know what, I was holding on to this. We weren't going to keep our marriage together if I didn't relinquish it to God. Mm. Would she be madder than I'll get out if he did that again? Sure. Would there be some major problems in the marriage? Sure. But she has relinquished it by forgiving him. And, you know, they have an incredible marriage because he, in humbleness, you know, is honoring her as a different man than he was before. I say it's the power of God's forgiveness, and it's the power of her forgiveness to do that. If she would have held all this stuff, you know, inside and been bitter and angry and whatnot, you know, they wouldn't have a marriage today.
I wonder how many marriages are in that situation that you just described, Jim, and they can't get to the forgiveness part because of that fear that it might happen again. Like you mentioned, sure. You just mentioned, boy, if he ever made that same mistake again, wow, that would really be painful.
Well, that's one of the things that does block marriage. We're now not talking necessarily about devotional side. It's just a major marriage issue.
Yeah.
And I can't say, all you have to do is just, you know, forget.
Yeah.
There are issues you got to work through, and it's not easy. I'm not saying this is easy.
Forgiveness takes work.
But, and again, especially when we mention the adultery word, mm-hmm. but for any odd, I mean, we just bump into each other. There are issues, and frankly, we're going to have to be people who on a constant basis are forgiving one another, or we're not going to really have an intimate marriage.
Amen. Well, we're talking about the new devotional book from Jim and Kathy Burns called Closer, Devotions to Draw Couples Together. We're talking about the faith conversations that this will help begin and initiate, and Jim, you have a great quote in the book. You talk about why you say romance is love in action.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, you know what? I can say to Kathy, I love you.
Yeah.
But if I'm not really putting some energy there, then it doesn't look like that. And one of the things women need is they need to feel loved. And they feel loved when there's romance. And it's we are such dumb guys sometimes.
Right.
You know, I'll bring flowers home to Kathy, and I've even done this because somebody gave me some flowers free. I come home and give her the flowers, and she's like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And I go, what a dummy. Why don't I do that more often?
Right, right.
It's me taking time and energy to make something special. It's a couple I know that actually, in terms of physical intimacy, you know, they kind of get the kids to bed, they turn on some soft music, they go up into the room is kind of clean, they have some candles and they have scented candles and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Well, you know what, that's romance.
Yeah.
We don't live life always at 100% romance, but it really is love in action. So if I'm going to say something to Kathy like I love you, then by golly, I better show it by sometimes being romantic to her. And that comes natural to some people. It doesn't come natural to others. Some of us have to really work at being more romantic.
Well, you talk about, and you've written about it in your other books on marriage, talking about the non-negotiable date night and how, and as we're talking about this closer conversation and how that should be pretty much non-negotiable too. I mean, every week, get together, have that half-hour faith conversation. It seems like the two go hand in glove, the date night and the faith
conversation. I think they do. And it's funny because if Kathy was here in the studio with us, and we got to bring her in sometime.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, she wasn't able to come today, but we got to bring her in. One of the things she says when we speak together on marriage is she says, and she quotes all these different authorities, she says that if you pray together, you'll have a better physically intimate relationship. And she's talking about sexuality, and everybody kind of laughs. But you know what? There are studies that say that if you actually have a spiritually intimate relationship, you will have a more effective physically intimate relationship. So that'll get enough guys praying, you know, with their spouse right there.
Absolutely. And amen.
We even got a smile from Ben in the sound room.
And it wasn't a smirk. That's good.
Well, it was kind of a smirk.
Well, sort of, something like that.
But he was taking notes.
Oh, man. Well, we're talking about, you mentioned the weekly challenge. And for those who didn't hear you talking about it earlier, review that for us in 60 seconds. Because it sounds, a challenge, a lot of guys are like, hey, you know, I like a challenge, but how's
exactly.
This work?
And we're challenging couples, and we've actually done this for a long time since we kind of found this. What we say is if you have trouble doing devotions together or praying together or reading inspirational literature together or whatever, and we did as a couple, we tried everything and it worked for like 4 days. And then somebody freed us up, a very strong Christian man and a couple that we really appreciate, and they just said, look, why don't you do it once a week? And that just freed everything up. We can find a half an hour a week.
Yeah.
And so for Kathy and I, we started meeting on we call it the spiritual meeting, actually. And it's been great. We look at a scripture, we read something that's inspirational together, and then we start dialoguing on it and on our marriage, and it's been very freeing to us. Mm. Bible says you will know the truth will set you free. Well, when you're studying the truth together, I think you have more freedom in your marriage to really grow. So the challenge is this. To be honest, I don't care if it's the Closer book or somebody else's book or using the scripture or whatever you want to do, but find a vehicle that gets you together on a half an hour basis a week as a starter. Some people will say, no, we can do much more, and that's great. I'm just saying something is better than nothing. Half an hour a week, come together, put some scripture into your heart and mind, maybe read something inspirational, and then dialogue, and then pray together. And it doesn't have to be deep, longing prayers. It can be really short. It can be very practical. Pray for your marriage, pray for your kids, pray for your life. And from there, I think you'll see great change in your relationship for the better.
You talked about starting small. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something huge. And I was reminded of something that my daughter, the Health Nut, is forever telling me because she reads, she's at 24-Hour Fitness all the time and working out takes care of her body in terms of what she eats. And she says, Dad, it doesn't matter what you do for physical exercise, as long as you are consistent with it, that's where you're going to see the change. And it sounds like this weekly challenge is a great way to start.
Yeah. And you know, it is discipline. You know, it's either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
Yeah.
You've heard me say that
before. Yeah.
And as in physical discipline, it's if you do it, if you go to the 24-hour fitness or whatever, well, you're going to have the pain, but it's going to be the pain of discipline, not the pain of regret. Well, in a marriage, a lot of times we'll start neglecting things. Mm-hmm. And when we neglect, then we have the pain of regret because we don't have that kind of relationship that we really, truly wanted.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's discipline in it. So, you know, people want it to be so spontaneous. Well, I just wish my husband, if I had $100 for every woman that said this, I'd be a multi-bazillionaire. I just wish my husband would pray with me. What I say to them is, well, go pray with your husband.
Yeah.
Don't wait for him.
Right.
And what I find is that there are a host of people who actually begin praying together because the woman took the lead and said, mm-hmm. hey, why don't we pray together? And maybe it's awkward and maybe it's kind of funny and it doesn't work out as much as you wanted, but it becomes a start. So start there. And then I think when you start, you just get moving, then you'll have that replenishing relationship will come as you go after it.
Hmm. There's someone listening to us right now, Jim, and we've only got a couple minutes left in the broadcast, but there's someone listening to us right now who is having a hard time. There's a block in the relationship for whatever reason. You write about false guilt and how many times that people have a hard time with the forgiveness issue or the intimacy issue, because the real issue for them is there's something that they can't forgive themselves for. And maybe it's a wife who is just having a hard time communicating with her husband because of something that happened in her past. Or maybe it's a husband who's kind of stiff-arming his wife because of something he's done or he thinks he's done, and he can't get past it. Give a word of encouragement and hope to the person who's dealing with false guilt right now.
Well, it's hard to distinguish between false guilt and real guilt, but there are a lot of people who live such guilty lives when they're filled with regret and they're filled with remorse, when in fact what they need to hear right now is that God loves you not for what you do, but for who you are.
Hmm.
And that, you know, there is nothing that you have done and nothing that you could do that would make him turn his face from you in terms of wanting the best for you. I mean, after all, Christ died for you on a cross. And so it's a very spiritual conversation that you might have to have with God first before you would even have it with your spouse. But to simply move from an area of false guilt to an area of real grace.
Hmm.
And, you know, the grace of God is magnificent. It's a severe mercy. And the scripture actually uses those two words together, severe mercy.
Wow.
And it really literally means unmerited favor, and that's how God feels about us. So, you know, sometimes we have to clean up our own stuff, repair our own past before we can move on toward intimacy in a marriage.
Right.
And yet I find that you can do that together with your spouse. It's a process. It's not a one-time deal.
Right.
So I find that if you and your spouse start praying together and start spending more time together, using something like the Closer Devotional, again, there are tons of other things that they can use, but do that. And then as you look up a year from now, you say, we've grown and I'm not living with as much false guilt as I was. And I actually am more under the mercy of God, the severe mercy of God.
Mm. Severe mercy is a good reminder for us, especially as we think about our marriages and improving the quality of our relationships with our spouses and our relationship with God as well. Closer is an excellent devotional book. There, I said it. I called it a devotional book, but it's one that has helped many couples, and it's available now in softcover as well. Go to homeward.com. You can find complete details on how to order a copy of this faith conversation starting book for couples called Closer. And our theme today here, drawing closer to God and your spouse, and we encourage you to get the audio CD of today's broadcast as well. If you don't have access to our archives yet, go to homeward.com, and we keep archives of all of our daily half hour, weekly half hour, weekly full hour, and our 60-second short feature as well. You'll find all of that accessible to you at homeward.com, and there's no charge to access that. You can play them right off there. And then if you'd like an audio CD, you can drop us a line as well. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.